Victrup tells his offensive line the play, now backs up into the shotgun. Tobias Watkins off to Victrup's right side, one receiver off to either side of the ball. Ball is spotted on the right hash. He goes on the hard count. Homestead doesn't move. He has not gotten that hard count to move in a while. Now 10 minutes and 54 seconds left in the third quarter. Tobias Watkins down to Victrup's left. Watkins gets the ball in the handoff, working toward the far sideline, goes forward on the second effort, and gets down to about the 34-yard line. Gain of about 3 will be 2nd and 7.
And one thing that we've been noticing the last couple of games is the Greyhounds have really been running out the whole play clock. On that last play, they got the snap off with 3 seconds left. The play before, they got it off with 2 seconds left. So trying to milk as much clock as they can. Yes, it's only the beginning of the third quarter, but they're trying to kill as much clock as they can and make sure Homestead has no way of coming back in this game.
Victrup will be in the shotgun. Tony Vitrito is fullback to the right side. Tobias Watkins over as the running back to his left. He has Jalen Walker as the wide receiver over to the left side. Play clock at 10, but Victrup takes the snap, dropping back to pass, looking on the right side for a receiver. It's caught at the 31-yard line and knocked out of bounds. It looks like it was Tony Vitrito on the reception. That's probably one of the first times we've seen his name called on a reception. Gains a few yards. It will be about 3rd and 4 from the 31.
That's actually the second reception for Vitrito this year. He had another slip screen out of the backfield earlier this year. Very first game of the playoffs. So Vitrito with 2 receptions on the year to his name.
Victrup in the shotgun. 3 receivers spread out wide to the left side. Tobias Watkins, the running back to his right, takes the snap, gives it off to Tobias, who goes up the middle, gets the first down, crosses the 25-yard line, now working toward the far sideline across the 15, and taken out of bounds by the Spartans at the 12. Tobias Watkins continues to be unstoppable on the outside corners. He gets the first down and more for the Greyhounds as they march into the red zone.
And it seemed like a little bit of a payback there. Ethan Merriweather, basketball player, taking out Taj Curry, also a basketball player for this Homestead team. Homestead beat Carmel last year in the regionals for basketball, so getting a little bit revenge from that salty loss last year in basketball.
Victrup looks in the shotgun. 3 receivers over to the left side. Tobias Watkins to his right is the running back. Takes the snap, drops back to pass, looking on the right side, now deep for Ethan Merriweather. Jumps up, he's double covered, but he drops it in the end zone and he falls out of bounds, incomplete. It will be 2nd and 10 from the Homestead 13-yard line. Victrup trying to find Merriweather open on that fade route, but he was double covered and he couldn't find him.
And Victrup's putting a lot of air underneath his balls lately. We saw him throw an interception earlier on a deep pass downfield to intended for Jalen Walker. We saw that one be floated to the back corner of the end zone for Ethan Merriweather. Yes, it's very tough to get a ball seamed in between two players, but that's the only way, but it's also very dangerous to try to float the ball up over two very tall defenders.
Tobias Watkins lined up as the running back to Victrup's left side. 2 wide receivers over to the right, but Jalen Walker goes in motion. He gets the ball on the end around, going toward the corner of the end zone, cuts it back up the middle. Touchdown, Jalen Walker. The Greyhounds go jaywalking as Jalen Walker steps into the end zone for a touchdown. It is 33-0, Greyhounds on top.
That was tremendous call right there, Sam. I have to say that was one of the best ones that I've heard you have all year in the jaywalking. That was beautiful. I know Jack doesn't like it over there, but we like that over here. That was a great run there by Jalen Walker. A great play call there using the end around, which we haven't used a lot all season long. We saw once or twice throughout the playoffs so far this year and a lot through the beginning of the season as Nick Stacy's extra point is up and does appear to be good. And the Greyhounds will go on top 34-0, actually. So the Greyhounds getting a huge lead. But back to that, what I said, Jalen Walker doing a great job hitting that left side edge, getting around the corner. A phenomenal pull block there by Tony Vitrito, getting the outside edge once again and cracking down on that one, getting an easy hole for Jalen to score his first touchdown on the night.
The part I liked about that play call was that they decided to run the ball. They were experimenting with the pass toward the ending plays of that drive. It wasn't working for them. They turn back to the run. It's a little bit of a trick play. They have not run that end around too much, and they give it to Jalen Walker, went toward the corner of the end zone, then cut it back up the middle to put the Greyhounds up 34-0 in the regional championship, trying to advance to semi-state for the third year in a row. They've played Penn every single year in semi-state for the past 2 years. First game was a home game. Last year was an away game. They beat Penn 14-13 last year. And the Greyhounds trying to make it to state for the third year in a row. So Coughlin sets the ball up at the 40-yard line. Back to receive will be number 83, Austin Kreider, at his own 5. Coughlin puts his right leg through the ball. It's looking on the left side. It will be returned by number 22 for Homestead. He's looking toward the middle of the field, trying to find a seam. Jerome Halsell's there, but can't bring him down. And they bring him down now at the 19-yard line for about a 14-yard return by number 22, Matt Anderson, the junior.
Nick Stacy kicking some extra points, Samantha Eses, but you know, Alban Seal's sort of been MIA, missing in action. We haven't seen him a whole lot in these playoffs in a punting role or a kicking role. Not really sure why Alban hasn't been getting an extended amount of minutes.
We have not seen him have a significant amount of playing time since, I believe, Warren. Quarterback Kaizi in the shotgun. 2 receivers over to the left side, 1 to the right. Takes the snap, gives the ball off to his running back. No, he takes it himself, looking toward the near sideline. Greyhound defense is all there, but he gets by him on the corner.